12 minutes to 5. Good afternoon. I do hope you're well. Next this afternoon, today is Make Music Day, an international event to celebrate performers and the love of music. To celebrate, Market Harborough's Phoenix Saxophone Orchestra has teamed up with Aberdeen Saxophone Orchestra to create a collaboration of music, including the piece you can hear now. So joining me is Jane Smith from the PSO. Jane, good afternoon. Talk to us about Make Music Day, exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's an international celebration of music, and it started in France in 1981, and it now takes place across about 125 countries all over the world. And the idea behind it is to just get everybody celebrating and enjoying music, and also to bring people together to collaborate on music projects, which is what we've done with this piece here.
How come you were so keen to get involved?
Well, I mean, as you probably know, Jack, this year the last 12 months has been really difficult for people who want to get together to play music, because we haven't been able to do anything face to face. And it just seemed like a really good opportunity to do something a little bit different, and which is why we joined up with our friends north of the border, the Aberdeenshire Saxophone Orchestra, who we would never have got in touch with had it not been for the lockdown. So it just seemed a really good opportunity, you know, to actually show how, you know, people can work across borders to create something beautiful.
You mentioned then that you got in contact because of the lockdown. Just remind us of how that came about.
Well, initially, I mean, our group started in January in 2020. And when we first got together, we realised that there's not that much music out there that's specifically written for a large saxophone orchestra. And there's 17 of us, and there's actually 35 members of Aberdeenshire with playing 7 different types of saxophone. So we really got in touch with them just after we'd had a quick Google, and we found some other saxophone orchestras around, just to see whether they could point us in the right direction for, you know, arrangers and people who could write and arrange music for us. And then it went on from there that they chatted to us about how they were doing their rehearsals on Zoom. And then we joined one of their rehearsals on Zoom. And the rest, as they say, is history. So this is where we are here today with this joint piece.
So with all that in mind, with them being so far away, how easy was it to put it together, the collaboration?
Well, it was easy as pie, to be honest. I mean, it was no harder than working with the people that are just down the road, because we couldn't see them, whether they were in Scotland or whether they were in Market Harborough. We couldn't actually see them physically. So how we did it, we actually had a Zoom rehearsal where we all rehearsed together, led by our musical director, Tony Refugiato. And then we each went away and recorded our own parts individually. And then that was all put together and then spliced together with the video that you can see on our YouTube channel now.
So this piece of music then, Entry of the Gladiators. What can you tell us about this piece of music, Jane?
Well, it was written in 1897 by a Czech composer called Julius Fučík. It was originally called the Grand March Chromatique, or the Grand Chromatic March. And I think if you listen to the piece, with people who are sort of into their music will know, a chromatic scale is basically playing every note in a scale. So if you were looking at a piano keyboard, it would be all the black notes and all the white notes going up and down. But he actually changed the name of the piece of music to Entry of the Gladiators, because he had a personal interest in the Roman Empire. But I think you'll probably recognise the piece, and it's probably the best-known piece of circus music that's used the world around to sort of signal quite often the entrance of the clowns at a circus.
I was just about to say that's exactly what I was seeing in my mind. Jane, just remind us where we can see that video that you mentioned.
Best thing is to go to our website, which is phoenixsax.org.uk, you can, if you click on the news link there, you'll be able to see the piece.
Jane Smith from Market Harborough's Phoenix Saxophone Orchestra, friend of the show. Thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been lovely to come on. All the best
to you. Jack Rafferty. BBC.